think it's great to be more practical now. So I'll share with you a couple of updates from how we work and how I hope I can encourage more of us to do more of the similar things. My name is Carrie-Anne. I'm working at Startup Lab. So how can we drive growth through piloting and being the first customers of all these entrepreneurs? So where we work, startups are at the center of everything we do, so I put them into the middle of the model. And around us, we have, we've been touching upon this, we have the municipality, we have our partners, we have the research centers, and we also have capital, and the research centers, of course. So how and when can we see partnerships occur? And there are partnerships who are financially driven, and there are partnerships who are driven around something else. And what I like to see is that when there is a passion for two partners trying to solve a difficult problem or trying to solve for growth, then we can come together and then we can work without making endless of contracts and writings and details about business rules. So how can we engage with technology then, and how can we partner with these young companies without stepping on their toes or even slowing them down, which is something that happens? I'm going to give you an example of a bank who wanted to engage with chatbots. And then what did they do? So if you are a bank, or at least in my previous work in Telenor, we always thought we could do everything ourselves, even creating technology that we didn't have knowledge on how to use. And the same thing could have been done with the bank. Nobody in the bank knew anything about chatbots, but they could still embark on doing it themselves. They could also choose to do a procurement process. For those of you who have been going through procurement processes, you know the drill. It takes a lot of time. It's difficult to sit down and make the details of the bid. And then after the bid, you will have to go through the competition for the bidders. Or they could get engaged with a startup, somebody else trying to solve for the same difficult problem, but that had a different angle for why engaging in that technology. So that was the case with Convertelligence and DNB back in April 2017. I know Tom remembered this well. Convertelligence is now a company, they have changed their name. The name of the company is Kindly, in case of any of you want to engage with the chatbot systems. When they first started this program, I think DNB's vision was to do cost-cutting on their customer services. And Convertelligence were looking for somebody to test out their technology. I was sitting with the company, Convertelligence, at the time. We were launching on a Friday afternoon. If you look up the page one on how to start a company, it says never launch anything on a Friday afternoon. So that's what we did. And then I asked the team, so who is on charge on watch for this weekend? On watch? What do you mean? Who will pick up the phone when Rune Bjerke calls and tells that the chatbot doesn't work? So the company moved from 0 to 1, from being in a development environment and over to production, just by 2 days. And DNB, on the other hand, they went through a phase of learning something about the customer is coming in, I want to have a loan, the chatbot answers, so what is the loan for, what is your, how much capital do you already have, so forth and so on. And then they send you off to a link where you can find the application file. And then the customer gets mad. And why is that? Because that's where the customer came from. So they had forgotten to ask the customer, what did you do prior to coming to me? And that would have been very difficult to figure out. These two things, very important for the startup and very important for the corporate, but two different learnings. And that's why it's so obvious that they needed each other to make this happen. Another great example is Globus AI. They are a bunch of data scientists from Equinor. And then they decided to leave Equinor. And then they came to Startup Lab and they said, we can solve problems, but we don't have problems. Do you know of anyone who has problems? And of course, we had to try to figure out some problems for them. And I'm going to take you through very quickly 3 different ways of how that could happen. So they engaged with Lærdal Medical. Lærdal Medical, for those of you who doesn't know, they are a equipment for training for health, what you call it, first aid training. And then they have deployed their products all over the world, and they wanted to scale. But they didn't know how then to maintain all those equipment, because then they needed to know that the equipment was at the right place, in the right condition, and ready to be used for those who needed to train and to use their first aid equipment. So then they came to Globus AI and said, we have a problem. We hear that you can solve problems. And so they started to work together, and Globus AI, they were then training on their predictive maintenance algorithms, whereas Lærdal was training on how to scale their company. So it was a great fit, learning different things about different things, but they needed each other to make that happen. The other one is Dedicare, their next partner. Dedicare is doing healthcare staffing. And they wanted to have matching of the best candidates to go on to the best watch, which is difficult. And then now they're also now working with the community of Nordstrand in Oslo Bydel. So we had the head of Bydel Nordstrand coming into Startup Lab, and he said, so I have a Bydel. Anyone who would like one? And Globus AI, they raised their hand and they said, yeah, that would be great. So now they are now looking at how they can do hjemmetjenesten, hjemmesykepleier, and staffing around those services, because that's also complicated. People get sick, they need specific competence and so forth, so that's how they're working together. And as you can see, this has happened in a pretty short timeline. So this company started in 2016 or 17, and now they're up on their third customer, and they're starting to understand what kind of problems should we solve for. They're now specializing in staffing problems. So I talked about sharing the same passion for growth or solving a difficult problem. And this is what happened with Globus AI very specifically, and so also for Comintelligence. Globus AI, these companies gave them access to domain competence and problems, real problems for them to solve. Super important in the startup phase, just before their revenue. Lærdal was also their first paying customer, meaning that they got the proven point of their business model. And it was also, of course, an important customer. And for Lærdal and Dedicare and Oslo Bydel Nordstrand, they were able to influence the product development. They have been able to add speed on their own development and transformation. They've also been able to quick testing and do financial calculations much faster than they would have done. And most importantly, maybe, is that there has been very clear milestones and exit plans. And for the last, with the Oslo Bydel Nordstrand, this has been also a joint collaboration between Oslo Kommune, their innovation grants for their internal employees, to apply for grants if they were able to find a startup that could help them solve a problem. So there are some good incentives for how the Oslo municipality has been driving this. And I think also it's fair to give a great shout out to Innovation Norway and see how they have been an instrumental part of all these three phases of Globus AI. They have been supporting them. They've been making the existing private sector able to do grants and leaning in and be the first customer. So this was quick on how we can do things in a practical manner, and I hope it shows that there are lots of opportunities, but we need to lean in and dare to be the first customer or even just do a pilot.